Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with you on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles one day closer to the big NFC East showdown on Sunday night at AT&T Stadium. The Dallas Cowboys in prime time. We've got a great show for you. As the Eagles building this roster, a couple of really key additions here this week that I'd like to mention at the top of the show. Danelle Ellerbe helps at the middle linebacker position, could work his way into some significant playing time a bit later in the season here as the Eagles go down the stretch. And then on Tuesday, the Eagles adding Will Beatty, left tackle. He replaces Taylor Hart on the roster. If the Eagles get into a situation where they need a third left tackle, they have somebody with more than 50 career starts at the position to turn to. So they will work on getting Beatty ready to play. Today's show, we go heavily with running back Corey Clement. He'll be in studio in just a bit here. We'll have a progress report on him. Mike Quick in for our first look at the 5-4 Dallas Cowboys. But let's start the show with a look back. Doug Peterson, all mic'd up, the head coach of the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field, put a whipping on the San Francisco 49ers. Let's hear what the coach had to say about the game.
It's a beautiful day if you're a duck. Despite a steady downpour, the field is in excellent shape.
No lightning, keep it away, we'll be good. Our fans will show up. They do a great job. They've been here all year, so.
It's been fun to watch. It's fun to watch this guy.
This kid's unbelievable. The way he prepares, the way he practices. Hey, foot on the gas. Foot on the gas. Put on the gas. Let's go, baby. Hey.
Woo! Be blessed out there, right? Yep.
Have a good one. Have a good one. Oh, bring that energy. Bring that energy. Bring that energy.
Energy! Energy! Hey, you got to bring it today. Yes, sir. Right? You got to create it today. 10. Let's go.
Everybody up. Everybody up. Everybody up. Let's go, baby. Be blessed. Let's go.
Wentz under center. On first down, he rolls.
Got Ertz.
Fires. Complete. Touchdown. Ertz made it look easy.
Nice job, Trey. Good job, man. Good job. By the way, nice job.
Low snap. He fires, and it's intercepted. Mills.
He's going to make it all the way back.
He cuts back. He's running across the field. He cuts back. He's in for the touchdown. Jalen Mills, magnificent.
So we just got to keep creating that juice, creating that energy.
Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He is floating it for Jeffrey. Who has it on his feet at the 10, 5.
Give me the end zone.
Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yes. Hey, great job, baby.
And as the seconds tick off the scoreboard, we've got a rout, 33-10, to hold on to the best record in the National Football League.
Yes, sir.
7-1, you guys.
It's all you. It's all you.
Nice job, sir.
Nice job.
Yep.
Time now to visit with running back Corey Clement, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture, our weekly one-on-one here. And Corey's got, 51 touches and 5 touchdowns. Hey, Coach Doug Peterson, give the man more carries. Touchdown maker. How's the rookie season going?
It's going pretty good. Off to a great start as far as everyone else on the team. And, just right off the rip, training camp really put that into our mind, saying that we really have something special this year. So I'm glad I get to be a part of it. And just being able to go out there, compete every week, really makes, Sundays that much funner.
They say that the rookie season, you just fly by. You can't get a time to really exhale. Was the bye week an opportunity to do that?
Yeah, definitely. The bye week was a time to recollect my mind, my thoughts, and just get my body back. And I wanted to utilize all the time I had to just feel normal for a little bit and just go and reflect on what I did in the first half of the season. Now it's time for the next half.
I'd like to know how it is to be normal living in Glassboro, playing for the Eagles with a Dallas Cowboys game next. How in the world did you accomplish being normal last week?
I think I just, took some time to myself. Just went into the playbook, didn't really try to do too much. Still was being hard on myself, but being here in Philadelphia, you got the city and the pride on your back, saying that, you're not going to refuse to be denied at all. So this team has something special, and this game is going to be big.
You said something there, being hard on yourself. It's interesting, Corey, because in the NFL, you really have absolutely no chance to relax, do you?
Mm-mm, not at all. And, you know, this is what we've been preparing for so many months. And a rookie, I just had a lot of time on my hands to really you know, see what I wanted to do as far as myself, setting goals and being prepared for the moment. And, you know, taking training camp by storm because I was undrafted and I didn't know where I was actually going to end up.
What's it like in the locker room? Share it with the fans. What's the mood like every day?
Excitement. And especially from the O-line, you know, those guys definitely bring the excitement, the juice, and everybody just kind of feeds off their vibe. And I think if you got happy big guys, and they're going to do the job and move other guys out the way for the running backs and keep Carson safe.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It just seems that everybody throughout the whole building is on the same page.
Exactly. And I think that's what we all want as a unit. And, you know, just keeping the positive vibes around here, not taking anything for granted, just being, you know, sound and, you know, really doing your 111. And that's really doing a great thing for this team.
Corey, what does Dallas Eagles mean to you growing up in the shadow of Veterans Stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, understanding what everybody feels about the Eagles and the Cowboys?
I really think nothing else in the world matters at that moment, especially for that week. So it's all the time to lock in, really focus on this one thing for that one week, and that's being 1-0. Coach Peterson preached it, so we got to abide by it.
Are you long past being awed by anything in this league?
Yeah, I think I'm done that phase. I think that phase kind of knocked out once the tough training camp came along, and I knew it was hard work. All the glamorous things outside of the game, that's what everybody else sees. But here, it's all business and competitive nature.
We're kind of early in the process here. Last question. Dallas Cowboys defense, what do you see from them?
Those guys are definitely sound on the defensive side. They got a great front, and those guys aren't just going to lay down for anybody. And you got to respect them when respect is due. They got great leaders on the side, you know, Scandrick, Sean Lee, you know, led by a great group of individuals. So those guys are definitely going to bring their A game, and we just got to try to match it and do better.
The maiden voyage into AT&T Stadium, that big screen.
Yeah.
Don't keep looking up now.
Oh, yeah, I played in there 3 times.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Where? For Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had a game against Alabama, and actually twice, and then we won our bowl game against Western Michigan.
So, so it's nothing then. Yeah, ready to roll.
I know what it looks like.
Let's go get a win on Sunday night. Corey Clement, thanks so much. Corey Clement, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
This is Rob, a real patient. He embodies the grace, finesse, and skill competitive soccer demands. But not long ago, arthritis pain sidelined Rob until he came to Jefferson Health. 2 knees and a hip replacement later, Rob is off the bench and coaching the next generation of soccer stars. That's freedom restored.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you in. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with the Hall of Famer Mike Quick, who is back getting into the routine. Missed last week, you and Merrill in the booth. Did you stand in on Sunday and just kind of mimic a game?
No. I did nothing football related.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
So the players get a break from it, and Doug tells them to take it down, get a break from the game. So I listened to Doug.
Right.
I took a break from it.
Nobody needs to give Mike Quick 2 options here, because you're going to take the one of no training camp, no football during the bye week. That's the Mike Quick way. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we will talk about the Dallas Cowboys in just a moment here, but as you look through it, and I think, would you say the mindset now is not about the NFC East, it's about playoff seeding in the conference?
Yeah, it's about the NFC. And you look at the NFC, and there's some talented teams that are coming on. You know, the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints. You know, that's a team that you really have to be concerned about when you're looking at seeding. The Rams.
On the schedule.
The L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
They are playing fantastic football. They're the highest scoring team in football. That's a good young football team.
I like the way the schedule's set up. After the Cowboys game, home with the Bears, and then that three-game gauntlet in Seattle, in L.A., home with the bedraggled New York Giants. I mean, they are shot. And then you finish up at home with Oakland and Dallas.
Don't forget Chicago.
I'm not forgetting Chicago.
Don't forget Chicago.
I mentioned them.
That's a team that really runs the ball well, so... this is going to be interesting, this second half.
All right, so that's a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Now we take a look at the first look at the Dallas Cowboys, presented by Whipflea. The Dallas Cowboys coming off a thrashing in Atlanta, injury-plagued. No Sean Lee, middle linebacker for this game. Of course, no Ezekiel Elliott. Tyron Smith, left tackle. Very much a question mark. Mike, as you look at the Dallas Cowboys at 5-4.
Yes.
Do you see a team on the rise? Do you see a desperate team, a team on the decline? What do you see?
I see a team that they're having some problems, but you never count the Dallas Cowboys out. They've got a quarterback. They've got still one of the best offensive lines. Well, when you take out the left tackle, they've got some issues, certainly. Mm-hmm. You take away their best defensive player in Sean Lee, if he's not playing, they've got some problems on the defensive side. But still, you cannot take the Dallas Cowboys lightly.
Why?
Talent. They've got talent. Yeah. They've still got, to me, they've still got one of the better young quarterbacks. They've still got a very good offensive line.
Yes.
With Alfred Morris, they can run the football. Alfred Morris still, to me, is a very good running back. And Rod Smith, what he can do in the passing game and mixing it up. I think that, you know, there's a lot to be desired when you look at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Defensively, up front, they're really good. Across the board. So, DeMarcus Lawrence... at 11.5 sacks, one of the best in the National Football League. So their defensive front, the Eagles have a lot to deal with up front with their defense, with Crawford, with Irving. Those guys up front, they're problems.
Right.
So that's going to be a big challenge for the Eagles to be able to handle that defensive front. When you look at them, at the entire team, the Dallas Cowboys, you've got some issues to deal with.
A couple of matchups really to focus in on here. Malcolm Jenkins, maybe in coverage, we expect some sort of combination against a tight end who, if you think about it, the Eagles had a choice way back when they would take L.J. Smith or Jason Witten, and the Eagles took L.J. Smith. No offense to L.J. Smith, but Jason Witten is a future Hall of Famer tight end.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a talented guy, and even at the this late stage in his career, he still gets it done. So that, you know, that's going to be one of their main targets, but... when they get in scoring territory, it's Dez Bryant. Mm-hmm. They throw the ball to Dez Bryant a lot. I think he's been targeted something like 14 times in the red zone area. He's got 4 touchdowns in the red zone, 6 catches in the red zone. Dez is that guy. Once they get down close, Dez Bryant. And then the quarterback, with his ability to run, to give you a little play action and using his legs in that area, that too is a problem. So schematically, they can draw up some plays that can really throw your defense off because they have a lot of options when they're in the red zone, especially when you add Dak to the mix as a runner.
Right, and he certainly is elusive, and he gets that bootleg going, gets to the edge, and really is a very good runner. What will the impact be with Ronald Darby coming back, as we expect at this point, coming back to the lineup? Will the Eagles immediately become a much better defense in the secondary?
I don't know how much better they can become. Mm-hmm. This has been a great defense. They fly around. They play with more energy than anyone else. They play more physical than the teams that they're facing. So that's been one of the strengths. I don't think Ronald Darby coming in makes them so much better right away. And I don't think that that he gets all of the snaps. I think you gradually work him back into conditioning for games, because game conditioning is different than anything else. So I don't think you give him the entire game, but you slowly work him back in.
Mike, you talked about the Eagles' offense against the front of the Dallas Cowboys. It is unlikely at this point that Sean Lee, middle linebacker, plays. Now, the Cowboys, some numbers here. Against tight ends this year, they've given up 44 receptions, 476 yards, 3 touchdowns. We know what Zach Ertz has done in his 8 games. How will the Cowboys match up against Ertz?
They're going to have problems. That's just, it's clear as I can say it. They're going to have problems against Zach Ertz. And And against this scheme, with a lot of the things that the Cowboys do, Doug will have an option. When they expect one thing, Doug's going to show them something else. He'll have some options that they haven't seen yet. That's, to me, the intriguing thing about this offense. Once you've seen one of the things that they do and you're ready for that, they can peel off another layer of the onion and show you something else. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, is part of the strength of what they do offensively.
And without Sean Lee this year, just think about this. 0-2, they've given up 35 points a game, 377 yards, and 164 rushing yards per game in those two losses.
Well, see, that defense, similar to the Eagles' defense, the guys up front, they get up the field. Rod Marinelli, their defensive coordinator, likes their guys to get up the field and create havoc going up the field. And then it's up to the linebackers to fill in those gaps, those voids that they create when they're getting up the field. But without Sean Lee, that's a different defense. They don't play the same. They don't fill those gaps nearly as well when he's not in the lineup.
Mike, is there any sense, as we get ready for this game Sunday night at AT&T Stadium, of disappointment on your side that the Cowboys aren't full strength without Ezekiel Elliott and without Sean Lee, maybe without Tyron Smith, that they're not? We want to see the Eagles beat the best of the best, right? We're at the point now at 8-1 where you want to see what this team is all about.
Yeah, but you have no control on that. And I would like to see them beat the Cowboys with Smith at left tackle, with Ezekiel Elliott. They're not there, so you got to beat the guys that they line up with. And as I said, I don't take them lightly.
Sure.
You go in, you game plan, you get everything in order, and you go and take care of business like they've done.
I you mentioned the Saints, who are playing very good football, and the Rams, who are playing outstanding football. I believe that at full strength, the Cowboys are the other best team in the NFC. So
yes,
keep them out of the playoffs, because by the time Elliott gets back and Smith is healthy and Lee's on the tough team to come through Philadelphia.
Well, I think, the Eagles go down to Dallas and they take care of business. It pretty much eliminates the Cowboys at that point.
I don't know. That's only 5-5. Who knows? Long way to go.
It's tough. Listen, that battle is so
if not they go the down, NFC East. I'm talking about the wild card.
In the wild card, how difficult? That's going to be very difficult for them even to get a wild card if they're at 5-5.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's Beat Dallas week, so let's go beat Dallas.
It's always a good week it's Dallas.
Good rivalry. Did you enjoy playing against the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. You always get hype. Even all of these years after not being on the field, there's a different intensity when it's Cowboys week.
Yes, that is our first look at the Dallas Cowboys presented by Whipflea. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Mike Quick and Ike Reese take a little look, a progress report on rookie running back Corey Clement. Not drafted, but what an impact he's made for the Eagles offense this season. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouthwatering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info.
Along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
It's just three kids, right?
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, He's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. We heard from Corey Clement earlier in the show. Now let's take a look at some of the tape on an undrafted rookie who's worked his way into a major contributor with this offense. It's our FanDuel Progress Report. The subject, Corey Clement.
Well, Q, Progress Report brings us to undrafted rookie out of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Running back Corey Clement. He's done a nice job this year with the opportunities he's been given. Let's take a look at some of his runs this year. Had a big game against the Denver Broncos a couple weeks ago.
A local guy, and I think everybody in his family, all of his friends, they're happy that he stayed in Philadelphia to play here. Got a great opportunity here, outside zone run. And these guys up front, Ike, they do a great job of not allowing any penetration, letting Corey get to the outside, and then he just shows his ability. Not known for a guy with speed to the outside, but he is known for this. First contact, he's able to keep his balance and keep moving forward. He's been on a mission ever since they first gave him the football in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I love the fact that this kid, he runs behind his pads. Young players, sometimes they tend to do too much when they get the ball in their hands. They want to make everyone miss. The best thing to do, get behind your pads, trust your blocking in front of you. Now, against this Denver Bronco team, one of the things going into the game plan was try to use their speed against them.
Yes.
You get down here in the red zone, new play design, got a little bit of man-to-man coverage out here, and I love the look that the Eagles give them here because you're going to get linebacker matched up with Corey Clement, and the Eagles decide to run a middle screen on this play, and I think it's beautifully executed.
Yeah, and when they see the motion from Trey Burton into the backfield, you notice these guys recognize it's going to be man coverage. They've got to block this guy. So the big guys, they make sure that they get a hat on him initially. And once that's done, then the rookie Corey Clement just does the rest, stays in behind. Look at this. Look how well big Brandon Brooks gets down the field. If you got him down the field, you get behind him, you're going places. Does a nice job here following his big guys and getting into the end zone.
Well-designed play there. Let's take a look at another touchdown of Corey Clement's. Here's the key guy right here, Von Miller.
Yes.
You know you're going to have problems blocking him, but what I like about this play is the Eagles decide to leave him unblocked and make him read and react to this play. This is a little bit of a play out of the Kansas City book. You're going to get a little bit of an option here. Now, Von Miller, he has a choice. He either takes Carson Wentz on this play or he has to take Corey Clement. And because Carson does a great job of threatening the line of scrimmage, it forces Von Miller to commit. Carson does a nice job pitching the ball out here to Corey Clement. Walk in for a touchdown untouched.
Love the design of what they're doing offensively. And wait a minute, you got to back it up. You got to give credit to that guy on the outside. They don't have the success running the ball downfield if you don't have the wide receivers blocking. Watch this guy, Mac Holland, and the way he shields off this cornerback and does not allow him to get a hat on Corey Clement going into the end zone.
Yeah, nice job by you pointing out the wide receiver blocking.
That's what I do.
Got to make sure you get that guy credit. Those runs down the field don't happen without everyone participating and doing their job. And then we take a look here. Here's the thing that he specialized in Wisconsin, and that's getting behind his shoulder pads, running tough. Watch the push of these guys up front. You see that push? They are reestablishing the line of scrimmage on the other side of the football. Corey's shoulder pads square to the line of scrimmage. It allows him to sort of cut this thing back in the crease there. And then you like first contact at the 2-yard line, and that's all leg drive to get in.
That's not going to stop it. He hugs the backside of Vitae and stays behind those black shirts, and you're right. On contact, he's going to keep driving. He gets into the end zone. Like I said, he's been on a mission from day one.
Yeah, great job from Corey. Undrafted, making great progress, giving us an even deeper backfield.
All right, thanks, guys. Take a look now at what's ahead for you. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment for Thursday here. Make sure you tune into the Eagles Live podcast. We have a great one for you. We've got 2 weeks to catch up on what's happened with this football team. We come your way every Thursday and then after each game. So make sure you're with us. We're very proud of the work we do there. Eagles Game Plan Show available for download, of course. And then we've also got the old school All-22 look. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick taking a look at a really critical and very, I guess, inspirational, excitable moment in Eagles-Cowboys rivalry history. On Sunday, we have you covered from before the game at AT&T Stadium all the way through and after. Our Exalta kickoff show begins at 8 p.m. Tune in for that as we get you all up to date with what's happening. And it will be critical to tune in for that as the inactives will be announced and we'll discuss who's up and who's down. And then our post-game show presented by Rico after the Eagles, yeah, I'll say it, beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles night.